from a fraud in Iraq to one of the most genuine voices of our time. Pakistani education activist Malala Yousafzai turned 16 today, but she's already seen a lot in her short life. Last October, Malala was shot in the head as she left her school in Pakistan. Members of the Taliban claimed responsibility, but they didn't silence Malala. Wearing a shawl that belonged to the late Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, Malala celebrated her 16th birthday with a speech at the United Nations today, and we wanted to play you a part of that speech now.
So here I stand, one girl among many. I speak not for myself, but for those without voice can be heard. Those who have fought for their rights. Their right to live in peace. Their right to be treated with dignity. Their right to equality of opportunity. Their right to be educated. Dear friends, on the 9th of October 2012, the Taliban shot me on the left side of my forehead. They shot my friends too. They thought that the bullet would silence us. But they failed. And out of that silence came thousands of voices. The terrorists thought that they would change my aims and stop my ambitions. But nothing changed in my life except this. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born. My ambitions are the same. My hopes are the same. And my dreams are the same. Dear sisters and brothers, I'm not against anyone. Neither am I here to speak in terms of personal revenge against the Taliban or any other terrorist group. I'm here to speak up for the right of education of every child.
16-year-old Pakistani education activist Malala Yousafzai speaking today at the United Nations.